call us at 618-344-3151 or visit
Be entertained, be educated, be informed. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
CGS Music is a locally owned music store here in Lincoln, Nebraska. CGS Music provides musical instrument sales, rentals, and repairs of both string and band instruments. Visit cgsmusic.net. Again, that's cgsmusic.net or call 402-328-0677. That's 402-328-0677.
Have time on your hands? Have a heart for helping? Bridges to Hope is looking for personal shoppers to assist people transitioning from incarceration to a productive life in our community. You would help select the items needed from our warehouse. You'll also sort and organize donations when not assisting shoppers. Hours are Mondays from 1 to 4, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 9 to 12. If you would like more information, please call 402-420-5696. That's 402-420-5696.
KNNALP The Cross functions entirely on volunteer work, including the original programming provided to you. We are still looking for community programming to be placed here on 95.7 FM. If you have a show that you believe would suit well with KNNALP 95.7 FM, then please contact us at info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Or call us at 402-904-1700. Again, that is 402-904-1700.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Thursday evening.
Woohoo, everybody.
Welcome to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNALP 95.7 FM.
Yeah, I'm excited for today's show.
Me too. Yeah. I actually am very pumped about this because as I'm like, as we were kind of putting the music together and everything for today and getting it ready to go, I couldn't stop listening to any of it. I'm super excited.
I know. So we started last week. We started playing like from the decades shows. So last week was movies from the 2010s. Doesn't that sound weird when you say it?
It is weird.
I feel like I always
90s,
stutter through
80s,
it.
70s, and then it's like the 10s.
Yeah,
wait,
and then
what?
We get to the 2000s. I'm like, wait, no, that's not the 1910s, but it's like the 2010s. Like it sounds odd. Anywho, we did movies last week, and this week we're doing Broadway.
It was kind of hard to decide which ones we wanted to play and we haven't
really
played already. And
yeah.
Because we realize we don't want to try to play the same stuff over and over again, like the same albums at least,
right.
The same shows,
right.
And have some variety. But
so we try to jazz it up a little. I had to like literally Google all Broadway plays, only Broadway, not just like any other stage theater productions. So I had to pull up just Broadway shows, and there are tons. It seemed like in the 2010s, it just like took off. It was like
I was gonna say, Broadway's been very popular in the last couple decades.
Yeah, so it's crazy. I know what the one I sent you a clip of it, Callie. Of was it the Saskatchewan?
The Sasquatch the musical.
There we go. I saw that and I was like, yes!
I actually thought of you guys, David, like right away because it was probably like a month and a half ago or so. You guys were actually talking about Sasquatch on Off on a Tangent.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Which you guys are
hilarious.
Sam Squanch,
as
they're called in Canada, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, it's so funny. So I had to YouTube it, right? Because I'd never heard of it. Unfortunately, it's not a Broadway play production, but I mean, top notch hilarious.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was like a community theater production of
it. Yeah, something funny. Oh, goodness.
That was Callie's.
Sorry.
Busy.
Well, it's my Faja.
Your Faja?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Anyway, so I guess let's kick things off tonight with Come From Away.
Climb aboard.
Hop right in, me ducky.
Let's get you where you're going.
You've all seen the airport. Used to be the biggest airport in North America. Planes used to stop here to gas up from everywhere.
Oh, Frank Sinatra, Albert Einstein,
Muhammad Ali, the Queen. Then they invented jet planes that can get across the ocean on one tank.
So there's no need to refuel anymore.
Leaving us with this giant airport.
Now there's the reason I drive slow.
That there in the middle of the road?
Yeah, that's a moose.
She'll move when she's good and ready.
Mind if I sit here?
Oh, hello, Nick. I thought we'd lost you.
No, I just needed to get an emergency prescription filled. Nothing serious. It's not like, oh my God, he's off his medication. I'll stop talking now.
It's fine.
Any news yet about your husband who was flying today?
No. Do you mind if we just don't talk about that? I haven't been able to get to a phone.
I'm sorry. I'll help you find a phone as soon as we get wherever we're going.
Well, that was On the Bus from Come From Away. I really do like it. I know it's a really short one, guys. Sorry.
That pulled me right into the story. I wanted to know what was going to happen.
I know. I know, right? The whole soundtrack for it is pretty exciting. Actually, the Come From Away is coming to Omaha at the Orpheum Theater this year. So kind of excited about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So basically this, which this came out in 2017, or came out on Broadway on 2017. Basically, it was from 9/11, and there was about 38 jumbo jets and 4 military flights that had to be rerouted.
Right.
Yep. So, and it's about all of those lives, either where they were on the airplane or they were some of the town folk. Sorry.
Someone's locked out of the studio.
And she's going to stay locked out until we... Okay, hold on. Anyway, so...
Hold on. Sorry, door locks.
Sorry, door's locked. Kelly had to step out. Her Faja was calling. That was hilarious. Anyway,
So the show, though, it's about 9/11.
Basically, yeah, but not in America.
Right.
Like, but the events,
in Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, yeah.
Newfoundland.
So
it's like 9/11 and then, like 10 years later. Because at the end of the at the end of the show and stuff, they're talking about 10 years later what they're all doing and stuff like that.
I see.
So they talk about how there was 6,759 passengers, 9 cats, 11 dogs, and a pair of endangered apes that were on the cargo or the planes or whatever.
Endangered
that had to,
apes.
Endangered apes. I didn't know what kind of apes. It didn't exactly say specifically or if they had names, you know. Not very much detail. But I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, and I guess why they chose that is because in World War II, they had like big hangars built for the big jumbo and the cargo planes and all that. It was like a stopping point.
Yeah, they would stop and refuel. And they, like in the show, they talk about like Frank Sinatra stopped there and stuff like that. But their little town grew from, you know, 4,000 to 10,000 or something like that in the musical. Yep. It's pretty cool.
Yep. So the 71st Tony Awards, it was nominated for 7 awards.
Oh.
Wow.
Right?
The music's amazing from it.
It really
is. And the storyline. I know that song that I picked was a little short. I apologize.
And
it basically wasn't a song. It was kind of a...
Exposition.
Storyline of it.
It made me want to find out what happened next.
Yeah. Unfortunately... what's funny is that... as a reminder to everybody, this is a family show. It's a Lutheran Community Radio.
Yep.
Things like that. We have to really watch what we play up here. And pretty much everything from there, I mean, they say words that wouldn't necessarily be a bad word, but are still inappropriate. And
I see.
The connotations.
Like connotations, things like that. So, but it's a very good show. It's not terrible by any means. They don't, you know, have giant cuss words or things like that. No. It's still a good show.
It's not about drinking or any other naughty themed type shows.
Exactly. So
it's really just about true life, I guess, at that time and moment.
Yeah. Neat.
But anyway.
Hey, really quick before we play the next song.
Yeah.
I want to give a big shout out to Liz and Lauren, if they're listening.
Yes.
And I think, and I hope you ladies have a wonderful evening. And it was so awesome to see your beautiful faces today. And Ashley, I think you wanted to.
Yeah, I have some friends I know also are listening. Connie and Stephanie, Bailey and Martha.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, should hopefully be listening. So I guess they didn't realize that we do this. I guess I forgot to tell them. I don't know. But
I think we need to put surprise! A big email out to everybody.
We probably should.
How to work and stuff.
I guess we're not friends on Facebook, so they don't see us posting all the time from our website notes from the stage.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Word of mouth, I guess.
So I hope you guys enjoy this next one. It's from SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical.
I got you, and you got me. Need my glasses on to see we're both pretty lucky. Stuck inside with no TV. Being bored with you makes me as happy as can be. Let's have some fun together. We'll be best friends forever. BFF, that stands for us.
Life is sweet. There's snacks we can eat.
We'll have fun if we go out and just sit around doing nothing. Let's explore, open every drawer.
Hey, you found my long-lost cheese.
That's what friends are for. Let's have some fun together.
You're my best friend forever.
BFF, that stands for
We're Best Friends and This Is The Friend Dance. We're best friends and this is the friend dance. We're best friends and this is the friend dance. We're best friends and
every little thing that I can think of doing just sounds better doing it together. Every little thing that I can think of doing just sounds better doing it together, doing it with you.
Trick.
That stands for us.
Oh. Best Friends Forever by SpongeBob SquarePants.
BFF.
BFF, yes.
That's technically the name of the song.
That was a good song.
Wasn't it?
I'll be darned.
Catchy tune.
Yeah.
Came out in 2016 on Broadway
by SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick. Starfish. So AKA Ethan Slater and Danny Skinner. Yeah.
So I guess the budget for this one was pretty hefty. It was about $15 to $20 million.
Million.
I think it just feels like that's a pretty hefty price tag for a Broadway production.
I think so.
But though probably. Nowadays,
I would assume so.
They seem to be really stepping it up. Is that just me?
Oh yeah.
Like the production
when we
value.
Went and saw The King and I.
Dang.
That boat. That was awesome.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a pretty sweet.
But
situation.
If you think about like costume design and all that stuff and paying people, I mean it's
lots to do.
So did you know that SpongeBob is the longest running cartoon series on Nickelodeon? Right above
No way.
Rugrats.
Really?
Is it still running? It's not still running.
I don't know if there's new stuff, but I think
as of June 24th, 2017. I don't know if they're off for a season or maybe that was the end. I don't know because I don't watch that. But,
wow.
It had 229 episodes at that point, and the Rugrats had 172 when they stopped.
Wowzers.
Wow.
So I thought they're still going.
That's pretty cool. I like SpongeBob.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's definitely not bad. There's definitely some weird stuff, but I mean, that's kind of what you get with any cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Well, do you know, so when they made the character, do you know what they based him on?
Who? What?
Jerry Lewis, P.B. Herman, and Stan Laurel. Did I say it?
Oh. Like
I get
from
the other
Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, that's what they the creators based him on.
Jerry, I'm trying to think who Jerry Lewis would
boy,
be.
Boy, you better get out of here, Jerry Lewis.
Well, no, I know who Jerry Lewis is. I know
and
who
her
he
mother
is.
Are oh, big. No,
more so me than I think my mother.
I'm okay, trying to think Jerry Lewis which SpongeBob character would best fit Jerry Lewis.
No, SpongeBob.
SpongeBob himself?
Yeah, he was based on all three of those characters.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I thought I was going to have to kick you out of here for a second. Jerry Lewis. Oh,
Jerry Lewis. Who's that?
Oh my god. He's like my favorite.
He just recently passed away.
I know.
A couple months ago.
It was so a sad situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So damn.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. Anywho.
Okay.
Anywho.
We have kind of a theme tonight. This next song, I mean,
it's
not trying to like.
Of course it's a theme.
Well, no.
We're doing decades, yo.
No, I know. But what I'm talking about is the couple of songs that I just picked right now.
Yeah.
Talking about. BFFs.
Mm-hmm. Talking about me, just so you know.
Next song we got coming up is from Dear Evan Hansen.
End of May or early June, this picture perfect afternoon we share. Drive the winding country road, grab a scoop at a la mode, and then we're there. An open field that's framed with trees, we pick a spot and shoot the breeze like buddies do. Quoting songs by our favorite bands, telling jokes no one understands except us two. And we talk and take in the view. Just talk and take in the view. Forever we let the world pass by. for forever. Friends.
Musical Dear Evan Hansen that came out last year, mm-hmm. and starring Ben Platt, who was
actually it came out in 2016. We're in 18.
Technically, okay, it well, didn't it go out on the stage until 2016. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways,
did
Ben,
it derail you? You're welcome.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all right. I don't care. and to think, I played the last two songs for you about best friends, but whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was a really good song.
The whole,
it was really whole good. Album. I'm going to look it up later.
The album is spectacular.
It's super. Yeah. It
might make you cry, though,
really
so FYI.
Yeah, it
tread
sounded
carefully.
Like that kind of show, mm-hmm. for sure.
So, mm-hmm. Dear Evan Hansen, it is a show. Well, I was going to tell you the main. When it first came out, the actor who played Evan Hansen is Ben Platt.
Hey-o.
He was in Pitch Perfect 1 and 2.
Yeah, he was.
He was the guy, played the magician. Yeah, the nerdy magician that.
I haven't seen Pitch Perfect, so I don't know. I don't know anything.
Well, it's okay.
Your
Callie owns those.
To
so
me right now,
don't you own those? We could just.
I do.
David.
I own all three.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah. Are they good? Are they worth watching? Should
yeah.
I watch them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, I like the music. It's fun. It's silliness. It's pretty mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
It's okay. good.
It's a lot of acapella, right?
Yes.
I like acapella.
It's like all acapella.
It's all.
I'd probably like
das
it.
Das Sound Machine.
Yeah, that was funny. That was going to be another joke unless you've seen it. You don't know. All right.
I don't.
Anyways.
Tell me about it.
Dear Evan Hansen. So it's basically a musical about this kid who he has no friends. He goes through high school. He has no friends.
No friends. He's
yeah.
Eeyore. No.
Okay.
Eeyore has friends.
He does have friends.
I know. He's just
him.
So sad
he's just
and
very
depressed.
Sad. Yeah. Anyhow, Evan Hansen winds up seeing a therapist because he has really bad anxieties and he has a very hard time making friends.
Yes.
And so she has him write letters to himself as if you were your best friend and you wanted to write about how you want your relationships to be with another person.
Hmm.
So in a roundabout way. Anyways.
That's
so,
really sad.
yeah. Mm-hmm. So hoping that it would help with his social anxiety and things like that.
Right.
Anyway, so he's in the computer lab. He's writing a letter. And all of a sudden, this boy named Connor sees it. And he gets mad at Evan because he thought it was about him. And he thought he was writing something about Connor, something bad. And it wasn't. It was literally what he wrote was that song, For Forever. Ben was writing it to himself about Evan, sorry.
Uh-huh.
He was writing about how he wants that with a best friend.
Yes. Hmm.
And unfortunately, Connor passed away. He wound up, anyways. But they found this letter in his pocket because Connor had taken it. And they found it in Connor's pocket. So then Evan started telling everybody that they were best friends.
Yep.
And he's been fabricating this whole story. And it's basically that whole entire storyline. And
oh, man.
But they ended up kind of almost believing it. I mean, like, he almost...
Everybody
like, he manifested himself. Like,
yes.
He told the lie so well that it almost became true because he found out a lot about him.
Yes.
And he was misunderstood a lot,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Hmm. So they were a lot like the same person.
Just kind of like a little too late. But it's
yeah.
really sad.
Sounds like a... sounds brutal.
The music's fantastic, though, from the show. It's pretty good.
No, well, that was a great song.
So yeah.
Well, I mean, it was nominated for 9 Tony Awards.
9 Tonys?
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
awesome.
It won a Grammy this year for Best Musical Theater Album. And it was even nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
I think what I need to do, David, is just kind of send my hard drive with you. It has all of our music.
Probably would be easier.
Really?
Yeah, I think maybe we should just do that for him.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good plan.
You know, that's actually how I learned about a lot of our shows that I haven't seen, like Dear Evan Hansen. You know, you listen from beginning to end, mm-hmm. and you basically know what the storyline is. And
just
then
hearing the music.
Yeah. Well, because we have to screen the music before we can play it, so we just... Number one, push play, and we just listen to the entire album.
Yeah. Because then, like, tonight also we're going to play Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Hey-o. Haven't seen that yet.
I didn't even know it existed.
No, I knew because of Tina. So.
Oh, yeah.
But my friend Tina, so she was very lovely in letting us get some music from her. And anyways, it's about the story of Carole King and how she became about and stuff like that. And it's all fantastic music. It was lovely. But there's, you know... The storyline is in the music. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, how a lot of the time you can read, you know, see how things are going in Broadway or in that show.
Just by listening to the soundtracks.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because unfortunately, I mean, we don't live in New York. We don't have that kind of money to be able to go to all the Broadway shows. And
that would be nice, though.
They don't come here a lot. So, you know, not everything comes here. But
hey, I wanted
I didn't mean to go off on a tangent there. Oh, yeah. What?
We have two of my other friends. I forgot to. I literally always forget. I don't know why. I keep even contemplating for them to come on up here.
Yeah, I think they really should.
I know, at some point in time. We'll have to figure
really
that out.
Fun.
Yeah. But I have two friends, Carrie and Rick. They listen to...
You have two friends?
Oh, hush,
I know.
David.
She is
two of
friends.
Them?
It's a surprise!
Wow!
I know, I'm really stepping up my game, yo. But I have two friends. They... Why, I guess besides Callie, right? They listen
David,
religiously.
I mean, I guess I think we should consider David a friend. He's not just our producer.
He doesn't get a choice.
David's our, yeah, sorry, David.
We've adopted you.
I'm a friend producer.
That's right.
Producer.
You are a friend whether you like it or not, buddy.
Anyways, I'm sorry. We
Carrie
keep interrupting
and Rick, so they listen religiously to us every week.
Yes.
Hey, good
Thank
for
you.
Them.
On Thursday from 5 to 6.
Nice.
So anyway, wanted to shout out. Hey.
Hi, Carrie.
Thanks.
Hi, Rick.
But anyway,
I'm so glad you guys are listening in.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I definitely need to come up here.
Pretty cool, y'all.
We'll have to think about it. So, anyway, next up.
Hey, well, speaking of the Carole King musical, here we go.
Yeah.
Aaron was making fun of me because I was going, I feel the earth move under
I can literally
feet.
Just picture that
which is the name of the song,
like nobody else could hear the music but you just belting it out from your office.
Oh yeah. That happens quite often. Mm-hmm. Actually. Mm-hmm. That was I Feel the Earth Move from Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and sung by Jesse Mueller and the rest of the ensemble. Jesse Mueller actually was the actress from The Waitress, from Waitress, the musical that came out this year or last year.
Yeah.
Sarah Bareilles started.
Yes. And directed.
Yeah. She did a fantastic job sounding like Carol King. I mean, sounded just like her.
It did.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. When I put the music on, I was like, what?
Yeah, I was thoroughly impressed with that song.
I really
Haven't heard it yet. I mean, obviously, no, I've heard music, but.
I'm sure I would be thoroughly impressed if I had seen this that you speak of.
We'll get you the hard drive.
I haven't seen the musical yet, but it's, yeah. I'm assuming it's good. It's good.
Oh my God, we are such nerds up here.
Did you guys open up the door?
No. Did you open the door?
No. I probably didn't.
Oh, did you leave it? Did you leave it cracked?
Oh, okay. Man, don't scare me like that.
I got freaked out for a hot second there. I'm like, who's coming into the station?
So anyway, this Carole King in 2014 was nominated for 7 Tonys, won 2 of them.
Right? Well, that's good.
Yep, in 2015, won a Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album.
What's it called?
Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's
pretty much.
It's about Carole King. I
mean, it's.
I really hope my mom's listening. I forgot to tell her that we were playing that song tonight because she loves Carole King. So yeah. I'm really glad that we got to play it for my mama. Hopefully she's listening, like I said.
Let's hope. If not, we'll sing it for her later.
Can you give me a body, yada, yada,
body, yada, yada,
good scallywag,
scallywag,
everybody, bibbidi bobbidi boo,
bibbidi bobbidi boo,
wop, 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 wop,
wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, wop, the magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, Yahoo and help. See, all you gotta do is rub and win. And I'll say,
thank you. I like to bring the house down a little bit. Sing a few old classics. A couple of favorites of mine. I'll get back to you in a second. Thank you.
Tale as old as time.
Thank you very much.
True as it can be. Barely even friends. Beauty and look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the genie?
LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and this is Notes from the Stage.
It's finally come, come to knock down my door. I can't hide this time like I hid before. The storm is awake. Time's running out.
Start.
For our lovely Disney segment.
Man, I love Disney stuff. It really does make my world go round.
We freaked out. We went to a concert Monday night, and all of a sudden we heard the Steamboat Willie intro, and I'm like, wait, that's what we played.
We did. That was like, hey.
We went to go see Todrick Hall.
Oh, yeah. that was a spectacular
thing.
It wasn't, we didn't get to see the Straight Outta Oz album.
No, but it was his new one.
But it was his new one, Forbidden, which was good. Yeah. I think I'll like it in time as much as I like the other one. But the other one just kind of hit it out the park first out of the bat. Anywho.
Yeah. So we just played two songs back to back.
We did.
First up
was A Friend Like Me.
Yes.
You know, like Mua.
Yeah. From Aladdin.
Yep.
That came out on July 7th, 2011. That was
exciting. It hit Broadway in 2014.
Yes. That was pretty fun though. At the end, we're all sitting there like, "Wait, what is he playing? What is he singing?"
And I'm like, "Wait, this is
Beauty and the Beast."
Beauty
and we're
the
like,
Beast.
"Oh, we're playing this for Jim." And then he starts going to Little Mermaid and Mulan or Pocahontas, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good. I would love to see that performed live, just because I bet that is hilarious.
Oh, definitely. Hey, really quick, we're saying that we dedicate that one to Jim. We said that in case people are tuning in for the first time tonight and they don't know.
Yeah.
Jim is one of the people. He's on the board for the station up here, mm-hmm. and also does a couple of radio shows. Actually, both of them are with you, David.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Y-Files.
Yep, Y-Files and Off on a Tangent.
Well, he also produces his dad's show.
When Music Was Music.
He's a busy guy.
He
does a lot here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And anyways, but he absolutely detests Beauty and the Beast.
He does. So every time we have a Beauty and the Beast from whatever Broadway, new movie, like the live action, or the old 96. I'd get there.
okay.
I don't have it written down. We always try to dedicate it to him.
Yeah, we always dedicate to him.
Just to mess with him.
Because that was...
He even just thumbed it up. That's funny. You're welcome.
Apparently, his sister would play that movie over and over and over and over again, and he just cannot stand it.
That's a gift that's going to keep on giving.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one up was, what was that, Ashley?
Well, that
Monster.
Was Monster. So that is the new...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to talk more about Aladdin?
I literally wasn't talking.
Did you really just do the...
I did. That's talent, right, yo? Okay, sidetrack. We're going to go back to Aladdin. So when it came out, it was had mixed reviews. I guess all these critics were writing about it, about how horrible it is, about how it's... Well, I can't even tell you what they said. But anyway, because that's not really...
They didn't like it.
No,
they hated it.
Hated it. Hmm. Well, between the music, the scores of them, like the music scores just being not that good, the performance of the actors they said weren't that good, yada, yada, yada. It didn't make any sense. However...
I don't know about that music.
However...
That was hopping.
That was, right?
Yeah.
However, the people have spoken. they be wrong because it is still going strong. So... I mean, it's still a high-grossing Broadway play.
It's coming to the Orpheum next season.
I don't know if it's going to be that
traveling
cast,
shows and stuff.
Not popular with the critics, but popular with the people who pay.
Right.
So who cares?
Exactly. Correct. That's exactly it.
I mean, it was nominated for 5 Tonys,
mm-hmm.
but didn't win any of them, unfortunately.
Hmm.
Well, I guess it did win a Tony, I guess, for Best Actor in a Musical.
Wow. Nice.
But anyway.
So after Aladdin, we played the song Monster. And that was from the Broadway show that just came out a couple months ago.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Last month. It came out in March, didn't it?
Could be.
I'm pretty sure it was March. Anyways, it was...
No, it came out in 2013. I don't know. Anyway.
What?
Didn't it come out in 2013? The movie did.
The movie, Broadway, but came we're not playing the movie. We're playing the Broadway shows tonight.
I got confused.
Okay, but tell them what it is. What is it?
What? Frozen?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Wow, you just ruined the giant cliffhanger. Exactly. I was going on.
I wanted to derail you.
Yeah. Frozen.
Dun-da-da-da. So Monster was written as the new ballad, the new Let It Go for Broadway version. Mm-hmm. So I think they still do Let It Go. But yeah. This was written specifically
for Elsa.
For it. Yep. Yeah. So by the end of our show, I will have it posted on our Facebook page. So Notes from the Stage. You guys can go and watch Elsa, the Broadway Elsa, perform it with the orchestra behind her.
Nice. Casey Levy, who actually is going to be singing our next song coming up. So that's kind of funny. I didn't realize that until I was putting everything in tonight. And I was like, oh, hey.
Do you know the Frozen movie is still the highest grossing Disney movie now?
What?
Still.
Or animated movie, yeah. I mean, they'd have other movies, but...
That doesn't
seem... 1.2 billion worldwide.
I love Frozen, though. Really?
That doesn't seem right to me.
It's kind of sad that it's beaten out, like Beauty and the Beast, or...
Snow White
or something. You know what I mean?
But when we say Disney films, are we also counting animated. All the Pixar films?
No. Well,
okay. It would be a Disney animated.
They are now, yeah. I think they've now been shuffled into the mix.
See,
they didn't used to be, but yeah.
There are basically any of the Pixar films I preferred over Frozen. But that's just me. Frozen wasn't necessarily my
cup of tea.
My mark. Well, I'm not really the target market for Frozen.
Where are we? But that sure doesn't stop us from being a nerd.
That's not true. We are very target. People should definitely target us for Disney stuff to come out. So it's really,
Yep. Mm. So I guess the Broadway play is still being sold out every night. It has. Wow. It's now surpassed Lion King and Aladdin. Lion King. Like their opening or whatever was like 1.9 million, like their opening week or whatever of sales, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the Aladdin had 1.4. So
Frozen's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
They're doing something right.
They're doing, I mean, just their first week. Well, I guess it wasn't their first week.
Well, think
I guess
of how many people are able to bring their families, you know?
Well, yeah, it's just that demographic. And once again, I tell you, seems like as these years, as we keep getting farther, I guess closer to, I guess, the 20s, the 2020s. Is that how we were going to say that?
The roaring 20s.
I feel like this is just, it feels awkward. It doesn't feel right on it. Anyway, yeah. The kids, they seem to be, and not only that, but Disney keeps making movies that are good for adults and children.
Yeah, they're funny all around.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we've got, which is kind of
It's
crazy.
A new one. Another
it's,
one we
it's
just
another
found.
New one, yes. Ghost the Musical.
I picked up your shirts this morning. I don't know why. I don't know why. Mr. Reynolds said to say hello. I started to cry. I started to cry. Every place we ever walked in, everywhere we talked, I miss you. You never leave my mind. So much of you. Conversations we used to have.
Casey Levy from the musical Ghost, based on the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some pretty good music in the musical. I like it. Same storyline and everything, just with music.
I didn't know this one even existed. I found it on my Google search, and I was so excited. I was like, shut the front door. We're doing it. Didn't even listen to the music. For all I knew, the music was completely not playable. But I sent Callie the link for the album. I'm like, figure it out which song we can play.
Yep. So I did.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was really, it's fun. I mean, that song wasn't. It was kind of depressing. But, yes. So, Ghost the Musical. Ghost the Musical. That was good.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Right here on KNNALP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska. This is Notes from the Stage with Callie.
And Ashley.
And
David.
David!
By the way, you are listening to...
You are listening to the Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. And this is from the musical American Idiot.
Yes.
You guys have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Like my father's come to pass, 20 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September, wake me up when September ends. Wake me up when
CGS Music is a locally owned music store here in Lincoln, Nebraska.